This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Toba Dott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Litchfield Tourism Coordinator, Carol Berg. Carol, welcome back to the program. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Tobin.
We are here to talk about a new event that's going to be coming to the Litchfield area. It's called Do the Loo. We'll talk about the name momentarily, but tell me a little bit about this event and what this is.
Okay. Do the Loo is a new festival we're having at Lake Lou Yeager. It's this year on Friday, September 16th and Saturday, September 17th. And we have lots of activities and events planned. On Saturday, we're going to have our second annual Triathloo, which is a triathlon. And this year, we're doing a sprint and Olympic distance. So we're very excited about that. It's being handled by Racemaker Productions of Greenville again. And individuals can participate, or you can also have a team. So if you've got some buddies, one of you likes to ride and one of you likes to walk, one of you likes to swim, then you can just divide it out. So that's Saturday morning. This year, we're also having a barbecue competition that is sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society, and we're expecting 15 to 20 teams, and those teams compete in four different categories: chicken, ribs, pork, and beef brisket. So we're pretty excited about bringing those teams here for that competition.
And it seems to me these food competitions are really becoming popular.
Very popular. Very, very popular. Yes. And the people come from all over. We've got a team coming from Wisconsin. So
outstanding. Doing a little tally here. Farmersville's got well known for their chili cook-off.
Right.
Staunton's got the Rib Fest going on. But it amazes me, these food competitions, how popular they get.
Right. And the teams, this is what they do. It's what they do on the weekends. You know, so they don't mind coming. They travel, and it's a big deal for them. Many of them are gone every weekend doing these competitions. So we're very excited about that. And another thing on Saturday, we're bringing back the Arch Rivals, which is the ski show team from Lake St. Louis Ski Club. They were here for the Sesquicentennial, and they're going to have two shows on Saturday at noon and 3 p.m. And so we're very excited about that. And they bring quite a team. I mean, up to 40 people will come and participate in that ski show for them on Saturday. So two opportunities to see that. And both days we have a photo contest, and we're still looking for people that would be interested in entering photos. The photos have to be taken at Lake Lou Yeager, obviously, since that's what we're trying to support. And we have age ranges from as young as 8 years old up through adults in several different categories. They can do animals, animal life, people in nature, plant life, landscape, seascape. So all that information is available on the website. But $100 to the best of show and $50 for people's choice, and everybody gets a ribbon. So we'd like people to get their cameras out and be working on some pictures for the photo contest.
In Lake Lou Yeager, it's very scenic.
Yes.
I can see quite a few pretty pictures come out of that lake. It's very attractive. Photogenically,
right.
Meaning.
Right. So we think folks will have an opportunity, and some of, I think, have been out much of the summer trying to capture some shots for the contest. So, but always looking for competitors for that. And we've got two great bands coming Friday night, Pearl Handle Band from Charleston, and they do classic rock and contemporary country. And then on Saturday night is the Nonstop Classic Rock Band. They're a 9-piece band out of St. Louis. So we have great entertainment both nights also.
Now, tell me a little bit about the name. Do the Loo. How did this come about? It rhymes.
It does rhyme. We just thought it was catchy. Actually, it was three of us from the office got together. We knew we wanted to have an event out at the lake because it's such a draw for people in the area and outside the area. The Metro East, we get tons of folks from there that come. And we just want people to see how wonderful it is. And so we thought, what can we have out there that's a festival and what's catchy? And we just came up with Do the Loo.
It's a neat name.
Right.
And this is a neat concept. Tell me a little bit. I know the boat, I'm not trying to brag too much in the past. You had the boat races out there. You've had the car festival. How did this all come about? This idea about using with the triathlon and everything like that. How did this all come about?
Well, basically, we just wanted to highlight the lake. I mean, we have folks even in our area that have never been out there, and it has so much to offer. And that time of the year in September is a good time for folks to be out. It's not too cold. They're, you know, they've wrapped up their summer events, and we just wanted them to come out and enjoy Lake Lou Yeager. Everything's going to take place at Marina One, and so it'll be closely contained. Not a lot of, vehicle traffic will be down there. We have stuff for the kids. We have a face painter coming in and someone to do balloon art on Saturday and kids activities and just a lot going on. It should be a great family festival.
And it's just a neat festival. And I could see that this probably could have legs that it can go year after year.
That's what we're hoping. We're wanting it to grow and grow. And one thing that we're offering this year, because it is an inaugural event, is we're still looking for vendors that might become willing to come and show their, homemade craft wares or product vendors also. And we're not charging for that booth space this year because we want them to just to come and set up and just be a part of the festival. And hopefully we can grow on that year after year.
Carol, anyone seeking more information about Do the Lou, you mentioned the website. Is that the city's website? And for those that don't know it, give us the address.
Well, actually, it's the tourism website, which is www.visitlitchfield.com. And on the homepage is the logo for Do the Lou Festival. If they click on there, they'll take them to the page with all the entry forms, all the flyers, any other information they need, a schedule of events that we're keeping updated for folks. So we really hope that everyone will come out to Marina One at Lake Lou Yeager on September 16th and 17th and Do the Lou with us.
And of course, we got some time here. To put on a thing like this, you have to have a lot of volunteers, and I'm sure you're already taking names and applications for volunteers.
Absolutely. And some of the service organizations, we've reached out to them and asked them if they would like to come and set up a booth just for informational purposes or to try to raise funds, and so they're bringing out their folks. And yeah, but it takes a lot of volunteers to do this. It's amazing the number of people that it takes. So, yeah, if anybody would like to come and help us, if you wanted to help with the barbecue competition, there's even some sampling involved in that. So that's probably where everybody will want to be.
A judge?
Not a judge. We have to have official judges. But after there's always more food that they turn in for the judges and the judges can possibly eat. So we set up a grazing area for those folks that come and help at the barbecue competition. So
was this an easy event to set up?
It is not difficult, but there's a lot of guidelines that we have to follow and the competitors have to follow. So, but Kansas City Barbecue Society actually provides us with representatives that come and help us with that. We have a consultant that's done this for years. It's coming to help out. So, yeah.
Well, as we come to a close, Carol, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Good luck on this year's Do the Lou.
Do the Lou.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and it does definitely do its point. It promotes the lake.
Right.
Anyone with more information, they can call you at the tourism office,
absolutely,
correct?
Which is 324-8147, or once again, at visitlitchfield.com.
All right, Carol, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Okay, thanks, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Litchfield Tourism Coordinator Carol Berg. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.